May our speaking and our listening be in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I go to the theatre quite a lot. Last Saturday, we came out of the National, and the streets were alive with joyous shouts and car horns blaring. On Wednesday, we came out of the Gielgud Theatre, and the streets were silent, and there was a sense of eerie gloom. It's been quite a week. Resignations from the cabinet, President Trump, and no World Cup final for us. Obviously, the country feels rather disappointed, but there's also, I think, a sense of achievement, even a sense of contrast to much else that's going on. The English team worked together for the common good, whilst Brexit, or the lack of Brexit, whichever side you're on, seems to be driving us apart. The England manager showed firm, polite, sportsmanlike behaviour, good leadership. You might want to compare that with a certain American president. The players did their best, gave their all, when it sometimes seems that the values generally around us seem to be more about getting rather than giving. So we're disappointed. We needn't have postponed this service by half an hour, but also a certain sense of achievement. So let's leave the football there. I'm tempted to do the kind of clichés that say that this service with a baptism, confirmation, and then a Eucharist is like a game of two halves. Or even in the words of Harry Kane, that getting confirmed is like a dream come true. But I hope it is, in a way, for those of you sitting here in front. Let's talk about something else. A new vicar once asked his congregation what he should talk about. And all the little bits of paper came back, and most of them said about 5 minutes. People sometimes ask how I decide what to preach about. One of the things I do is to look at the calendar and see what Saints' Day is around. I think last time I came here, it was Richard of Chichester. And what struck me about this last week is that it contained the Saints' Day belonging to Saint Benedict. Benedict was born around 500 years after the birth of Jesus, and he's thought to have died on July the 11th. He was the son of a nobleman in Italy, but he turned his back on all of that to become a hermit. He went on to set up a number of religious communities, which later became the great Benedictine monasteries. And he's most famous for the rule, the Benedictine rule, which he established for those who would enter into this way of life. I want to share with you just two things about St. Benedict tonight, which I believe are relevant to those of you being baptized and confirmed. The first is that he had a great sense of being called by God for himself and for all those who entered into his communities. And that sense of calling goes back to Jesus, as we heard in the Gospel reading, how he called his first disciples to come and follow me. Jesus invited them to go with him into the future. They didn't always fully understand what they had committed themselves to. Sometimes they thought that he was asking too much of them, and they fell back. But slowly they understood what he was about and what it meant to follow him. And at the end, he didn't say, "Well, you're on your own now," but he promised them the gift of the Holy Spirit so that they would always know that he was near. I believe that God has called you to make this next step on the Christian journey today, and that he will go with you every step of the way. There are some wonderful words in this service just before the anointing and laying on of hands. The Lord has called you by name and has made you his own. And you are responding to God's call, follow me. And because it is God who calls, you don't have to worry, do I believe enough of the right things to get baptized and confirmed? You don't have to worry, am I good enough to be here tonight? God calls. God makes it possible. Relax and trust in him. And when on this journey you, like those first disciples, mess up, that is not the end. Sometimes you will get it wrong. But as we heard in the epistle reading from Colossians, in Christ we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. In Christ there is always forgiveness and the chance to start again. So that's the first thing about St. Benedict, that sense of being called. And the second thing is this, that Benedict was very clear that prayer and work go together, that they are the two sides of one coin. And when people entered his monasteries, when they accepted his rule of life, they saw that the rule was about getting the right balance between, on the one hand, what they did in church, and on the other hand, the work that was needed to keep the community going and to maintain its outreach to people, especially the poor and the ill who knocked on the monastery door. And all of us who respond to God's call also need to keep these things right. We heard in that reading from Colossians that we are to bear fruit. Following Jesus is about what we do in church, about prayer, reading the Bible, being faithful in coming to the Eucharist, playing our part and contributing our gifts in the church community. But equally, it's about what we do in our daily life, in our work, at home, in school, at college, looking for work, how we spend our money, how we vote. Everything we do, and being baptized and confirmed, isn't just about Sunday. It's about Monday morning as well. Following Jesus is about how we live. And at the end of this service, we have what's called the commission, in which we recommit ourselves to living out our Christian life wherever God calls us to be. So, try to forget that you were confirmed on the day when England might have won the World Cup. Remember instead that you were confirmed near the feast day of St. Benedict. Like him, respond to the God who has called you to follow him. Like Benedict, keep your faith and your life together. And may God bless you in all the years ahead. Amen.